I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois, and thank you for tuning in to our I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided, and one of your hosts for today. My other host joining me is none other than Coach Mark Dobler of Second Chance Church. Hey, Coach Mark.
Hello, hello, hello. And don't touch that dial. Listen, we've got a really, really important subject for everyone listening today. We want to answer the question, what is the big deal about continuing to learn? People talk about it all the time, but it seems to be really hard to do. And, you know, I thought about a quote by a guy by the name of Brian Herbert, and he said that the capacity to learn is a gift. The ability to learn is actually a skill, but, and here's the important part, the willingness to learn is a choice. So we have to keep making this choice to learn over and over again. And so this morning, we're going to be talking about why it's important for us to keep making this choice. Why should we, in fact, keep learning over and over again?
And never stop learning.
Never stop.
And, you know, that's what we want to do, Coach Mark. We want to provide information to those listeners out there to help them be successful in their goals. That's what I've Decided is about. It is about all of the businesses in our community coming together, providing resource, information, motivation to help you be successful. Our purpose is your success. And we just want to bring great information to you that hopefully will just help you be a better you.
Absolutely. And to do that today, we're really happy to have joining us one of our I've Decided business members, Nissa Catton, who is employed and working and representing Lincoln College here in Peoria. And you guys specialize in adult education, right?
Yes, thank you, Mark. We do. We actually offer a program. It's called the Accelerated Bridge to Education Program, and it's a hybrid accelerated bachelor's degree program for specifically for adult students. And it's offered at ICC's Peoria campus right off of university. Classes are one night a week. The rest is online, and every 5 weeks they move on to a new course. So we're trying to make it accessible to everyone.
I like one night a week. That's doable.
Absolutely.
But here's what I want to make sure everybody is listening, keeps listening, because this is not just about Lincoln College.
No.
This is about why it's important, and you've been exposed to so many people that have kind of reached this point in their life where they're starting to finally grasp, I need to keep doing this. I need to keep learning. But this is true wherever you're at business, wherever you may happen to be engaged in any level of productivity or personal growth. Learning is a constant that needs to keep being chosen.
Necessity.
Over and over again. Absolutely. And so we'll talk more about Lincoln, but you need to understand the context of where Nissa's experience comes from. She's dealt with so many people who are figuring out, wow, this is a really important topic.
Yes.
We need to continue to learn. I love this quote that I'm reading here. It says, anyone who stops learning is old, whether at 20 or 80. That's so true, isn't it?
It is. It is. And even if you're... so many people that I know, and I went through this as well, when you get out of high school and maybe even fresh out of college, you feel your brain feels fried. And I think this is one of the reasons why so many people just kind of want to give up. It's like, I'm done with education. I'm done with learning. I just want to get up and go to work every day and make a difference if I can. But I don't want to be intentional about learning anymore. And that's such a big mistake. So I want to ask you, Nissen, when you kind of engage with people who are showing backup, who maybe they were on that train for a while but realize, wow, I've got to keep learning. What would you say are maybe the top two or three reasons that people need to pursue continuous learning? What's the benefit for them?
It's a great question, Mark. So I would say there for me, there are the top three. And of course, the first one everyone's going to think of is it's a greater potential for earning. On average, in lifetime earnings, over a lifetime, college graduates earn almost $1 million more than their high school counterparts.
$1 million?
$1 million in a lifetime. And that's a college degree, so the four-year bachelor's degree.
So if you ever said that you want to be a millionaire,
he might want to talk to Nyssa and go finish that bachelor's degree.
I did say over a lifetime, but maybe.
It's
maybe.
Like an instant millionaire. Not quite that easy.
You got to work for it still.
You do have to, nothing good comes easy, that's for sure.
I would definitely say the second top reason to go to complete your degree, to earn a degree, to never stop learning, is that you're better qualified. When an employer is looking for an individual to fill a position, generally you're going to see on that job posting, in quotations, usually is what I say, bachelor's degree required. And so then when an employer is looking for an individual, they're going to be looking for the person who is most qualified. And the purpose of that is that you want to be the most qualified person. You want to be that person. So, and then the third point that I think would be the top reason to pursue continuous learning is that you would, it helps you to secure your future. Credentials will stay with you for life. I always have students that come to me and they're like, I earned credit at such and such institution over 13 years ago. What do I do with that? I mean, that's probably not even existing. I mean, it's your credit. You earned it. It doesn't go away.
Right.
And so no one can take that education from you. It's going to help you to continue on. It's going to be valid no matter what.
Well, you know, that goes part and parcel with an old Chinese proverb. It's not exactly the same, but I think in some ways it conveys the same meaning. That learning is a treasure that will follow its owner everywhere.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so no matter, you know, where you got it or when you got it, it stays with you wherever you go forever. And so the point that you're making is that degree that shows the effort that you were willing to make in improving yourself and qualifying yourself is a constant reminder to anybody that you're engaging with that you're willing to do the work.
Yes.
And I think it just makes things a little easier if you have the education to go along with what it is that you're passionate about, with what it is that you love to do. You know, you're either going to get hard knock school, right? Or you're going to, it seems hard to get that education up front, but really in the long run, it's easier because otherwise you're going to get years of hard knocks. You're going to be learning things that you could have learned. But also, I do want to make a valid point, too. When we're talking about learning, you know, investing in yourself in extra certifications or conferences, seminars and workshops.
Absolutely. You know, yeah, we're not just talking about a college education. I mean, there are individuals that would prefer that trade school or the certification. Or, Kim, I know that you had for the I've Decided conference, the teacher.
Randy Fox, the leadership.
Yes, the leadership. The amount of hours that counted towards that just for individuals working in education.
You're talking about the continuing education
yes,
hours.
Yes, that one.
Yeah. So just getting those continuing education, a lot of like teachers, a lot of industries require that you get continuing education hours. And there's a reason for that, because you need to stay up to date. You need to learn the newest technology. You need, things are always changing. And so that continuing education is so important. But I just, you know, also hanging around other people who are smarter than you. You know what I mean? It's true. Like somebody else who might have a higher education that can teach you a few things. I mean, you can just continue to learn in so many different avenues.
Yeah, there's a proverb in the scripture that talks about iron sharpening iron.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you ever want to sharpen the edge on something, you have to rub that up against another material that has a more strong tensile strength, or at least one that's equal. To put it up against one that is less, then you can cut or hammer or whatever, but you begin to wear out the edge. So you've got to constantly be exposing that edge to something that is harder or more defined, so that you keep the edge. And I think I think there's a certain comfort level that comes for most of us in feeling like we're around people where, and I don't mean this to sound arrogant, but I think there's a little bit of arrogance to this where you like to feel like you're the smartest person in the room.
Or you think you don't need to know anything.
You don't need to know anymore.
You know everything.
Because the people that you're with, They don't need to know anything more, so you don't need to know anything more. But when you find yourself and surround yourself with people who know more than you, you generally find yourself desiring to know more. It begins to sharpen you.
Mm-hmm.
So do you find that to be true at Lincoln?
Well, it's actually really funny that you mention rubbing the iron and putting it up against something that's more sturdy. I do have students occasionally that will say, well, which degree is the easiest? And I always say to them, there's no such thing as an easy degree. It's how you approach it.
Yeah.
And so you're gonna face the struggles. There are going to be things that challenge you, but that's the purpose of education. And so it's gonna make you that blade. It's going to make you a stronger individual. You're going to be able to slice through life and... It
Ooh, I like that. Slice through life.
I do too. I love that.
It's a great phrase.
It is.
You might want to use that one.
I'm going to have to.
That's funny. So it's not about what they're passionate about. It's about what's the easiest degree.
Yeah.
Maybe they're like, okay, this is what I want to do. So what's the easiest degree to get to do that?
And that is a thing. When you are passionate about something, I tell students all the time, if you are passionate about math, then business management, because there's even an accounting concentration that our degree, our business management degree has built into it. But if you're not a math person and you think business management sounds the best, you're going to struggle. It's going to be the hardest one for you because it's not something you enjoy. Pursue something that you enjoy, because otherwise you're going to fail.
Right. Or you're not going to be super happy. You know, you're going to be doing something like you said. If you don't like math, you don't want to be stuck doing math every day.
You know, there was a guy that once said that if you think education is expensive, try thinking about the cost of ignorance.
Absolutely.
And I do think that sometimes when we are reluctant to pursue stretching ourselves in what we learn, I think sometimes we forget to count the cost of not learning.
Mm-hmm.
And what that cost us. And I'm not just talking about dollars. I'm talking about opportunity.
Time.
Time.
Yeah. Time is a big one.
I can vouch for that, because as a business owner, you know, I opened my first business when I was 24 years old. Didn't have a business education. You know, I have a doctorate in business now, 20 years later. Not really, but like I said, from hard knocks, right? But mm-hmm. all the time, and I will say this too, the dollars. I could have gotten an education 10 times over the money that I've lost in wasting money that I just didn't, I just did not have the right education in running a business. So I had to learn the hard way.
Right. And so you could have been far better off if you had paid the price up front, but you probably rationalized reasons why that just wasn't a good idea. And so I'm curious to hear from you, Nyssa. What are those quote unquote reasons, which are probably more excuses?
There we go.
Why people decide not to keep pursuing education?
So this list is a little bit longer. I think that one of those things I would say is I have students that will tell me, well, I have kids. And what if I waste the time? You know, I'm not going to be able to spend as much time with them. But honestly, it's actually beneficial for your children to see you as a driven, ambitious, and successful individual. If they see you working towards something, it will make them want to work towards something. You're instilling that passion in them. You're giving them a work ethic, because you're showing them. You're their role model.
Oh, I love work ethic. That's something we could use so much more of. And I'm not sure I've ever thought about it from that perspective, that when children see parents making the effort
mm-hmm.
to better themselves or learn more, you're actually demonstrating a work ethic. And interesting, when we go to work, our kids don't see what we do at work. But when we're trying to learn more, we usually wind up bringing that home, and they do see that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a work ethic that they begin to see, that, okay, the time that you're spending here at home is being invested in something that takes time and effort. And so that's a lesson in and of itself to the kids.
Yes.
So I'm not sure I've ever thought of it that way. Yeah. Interesting take.
Yeah. It is interesting. And I think just while we're on the subject, kind of off topic, but I think sometimes in this day and age, we overkill when it comes to spending time with our kids. I'll just say that. And what I mean by that, and I know somebody's listening going, what? There's no such thing.
Give them the freedom to run.
I think there is a such thing as we have to, you know, yes, we need to have quality time with our kids, and we need to pick and choose those opportunities and make sure that we do that. But I think it's really one of those things now where moms, especially dads, working moms, are feeling guilty like they're not spending so many
every waking hour
giving their kid all of this attention and doting on them.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a double-edged sword, I think.
Well, so too much of a good thing is not always a good thing.
Yeah, they need to your kids need to know other people.
They're gonna get sick of you after a while. They need the time
to spread their wings and fly a little bit. So you need to do some things for yourself.
Yes.
I just thought I'd throw that totally off topic, but good to talk about.
Yes, that's a really interesting observation. So, okay.
All right.
Other excuses.
Work-life balance. A lot of students will say that they don't know if they can quite find the time for it. And working full-time, they're worried that they're not going to be able to fit it into their schedule. And so just to kind of prove a point, but also for other reasons, I started taking our classes. I'm not working towards my bachelor's. I've already completed that, but I wanted to kind of get an idea what it was like to be one of my students. I feel like it's going to help me be a better advisor for my current students. But I'm not going to lie. It's a 5-week class. It's a 16-week course load. It's intense. But the first week, I was freaking out. It was overwhelming.
What have I done?
Exactly. And it was 4 credit. I'm getting a grade in this. I work 50, 60 hours a week. I'm our sole employee in Peoria for the Peoria location. I have a very sassy 3-year-old boy.
He's so cute. And not to mention all the volunteer time.
And all of the volunteer.
You're doing this radio show.
I maintain all of our partnerships. And I'm an ambassador for the Chamber of Commerce. But I found a way to make it work. And by the third week, you have it figured out. And you find your flow. And so what you think is impossible, we only do a certain amount of what we're actually capable of.
Mm, yeah.
And so if we push ourselves, we'll realize that we can, what is it, Kim? You say it curves. You can do 20% more than what you think you can, so push
at
harder.
Least, actually, 40.
40%, yeah, exactly.
Statistically, we all can do 40% more than we think we can.
Exactly.
And so I love that because, and the other thing about time, too, is there is one thing I know for certain. We make time for the things that are important.
Absolutely.
We make time for the things that we really want to do.
You discover where your priorities lie.
That's right.
Yeah, and I'd like to make an observation about this thing about balance, life balance, because that has kind of become a trendy thing over the last 5 to 10 years. We need, you know, this work-life balance. Here's my 2 cents on that, is that when it's all said and done, balance is not a daily achievable objective. Balance is only achievable in the long run. And by that, I mean, if we want to improve ourselves, we're going to, by default, have seasons where we are completely out of balance on one side of the scale. But over time, you find a way to balance that back out on the other. And so the idea that we can live in this sense of balance day in and day out, it doesn't work.
That's what's stressing everybody
out.
It is. Well, it's also difficult because everyone considers it as work-life balance. Like, they want to keep the two separate. And honestly, you know, for some people that is the case. But for me, I love what I do. And so why would I want to keep the two separate? I want my son to know that I enjoy what I do. And so I'm going to bring that back home, and I'm going to let him hear me on the radio doing these, see me on TV talking to other people,
right,
meeting the people that I'm interacting with. He comes with me to administer evaluations in class every once in a while, and my students absolutely love him. He passes out the
great
paper.
And there's balance. And there is balance. And that's what I was talking about when I kind of sidebarred earlier about the whole time-consuming thing with the children. It is about it's not about balance. It's about prioritizing. There are certain things that, you know, unless I'm ill or something, some type of an emergency, I'm not going to miss when it comes to my kids. And there are some things that it's like, honey, I'm really, you know, sorry, but this is not the priority today because this has to be a bigger priority. And, you know, of course, my kids are just normal teenagers. They're not perfect. So I don't mean to make this sound like they're some, you know,
hybrid
perfect teenagers. But I feel like they totally are okay with that. You know, they are fine that they see, they understand, they got the balance, they get it. They know I'll be there for the important things. Mm-hmm. And there's some things that have to take priority over them. And at the end of the day, I don't think it's a bad thing for them to recognize that. I think it's totally fine. It's been for my kids, they seem pretty well-rounded.
Oh, I think that's a great example. And, you know, this is a slightly different subject, but I think it has applicability. I've heard it said, and I agree with it, and I've shared it with people that I minister to, that one of the greatest things that a mom and a dad can ever give their children is the example of a loving mother and father. Not constantly doting on the children, but doting on each other. Because that gives them, see, children are a lot less fragile and a lot more adaptable than we think that they are. Mm-hmm. And so many families spend so much time investing all their time in their children. They don't invest in any time in each other or themselves. And so they neglect their relationship as husband and wife. They neglect their own self-improvement. And things start to fall apart when children grow up. And now the children don't even have a good example to work from.
And you have nothing to dote on.
And so you build that relationship between a husband and wife, invest in that, invest in learning and improvement of your own self. And then the kids see the value in those things and they live and adapt accordingly.
Because we have to remember we're raising little people to turn into adults.
Adults, right.
Going to become adults.
They're not adolescents forever.
Stay little forever. So don't let that be an excuse for not furthering your education and continuing to learn.
Work-life balance, throw it out the window. Bad excuse.
Well, that should be another radio show. that topic keeps coming up because it is kind of a fad thing going on right now, that whole work-life balance. And I think it's stressing people out even more. But anyway, so back to learning. You need to invest in yourself. In fact, I was just reading that the most successful people in the world invest 15% of their income back into their personal and business development. 15% of their income back into their own personal and business development.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, it's an invest, I think, is the right word. And I think invest is the right word when it comes to education.
Because it is an investment.
It is.
You're preparing yourself for the future.
Exactly. I mean, we put money aside in order so that we can draw from that at some point in time in the future. It's mm-hmm. the same thing that education is. Mm-hmm. Right?
Well, and that's the thing is that you're working on it now so that you can free up the time later. For example, the whole reason that we build towards a retirement is so that, God hoping, we can actually work towards a retirement and retire and enjoy that time. But that's the purpose of doing it now, so that you can enjoy that time.
Right. Absolutely. So do you have any of the other amazing, incredible reasons/excuses?
Yes. So growing on the working full-time, just something that our program offers. So shameless plug here, guys. we do.
It's all right.
So, yeah. When you say you're working full-time, one night a week. I mean, how often do you sit in front of the TV binge watching Netflix? We're all guilty of it, so raise a hand. But this is one night a week in class. One night a week. The rest is online on your own time. As long as you're meeting deadlines, it doesn't matter. And every 5 weeks, you're moving on to a new course. As long as you're taking at least two classes in that semester and you get to focus on them individually one night a week for 5 weeks at a time, as long as you're taking two classes, which is 6 credits, you're financial aid eligible. So talking about the affordability, as long as you're eligible for financial aid, so we'll talk about affordability. That's another reason why people say that they can't do education is because that's
show me the money and they got no money.
They can't afford it.
That's like saying you can't afford to exercise. or you can't afford to be healthy.
Absolutely.
That's such a the wrong mindset. But anyway, don't
you
get
can't afford not to is what
and
you're
there
saying.
You go. That's it. So going back, Mark, you already said it. You can't afford not to.
Right.
Because you're missing the time, and it's
a
not just
a million dollars.
Absolutely, $1 million over a lifetime.
$1 million.
You cannot afford not to.
So before we run out of time, what other excuses do you hear?
It's been so long.
I would use that excuse. I'm like, I think I did use that excuse on you. I'm like,
you
I
did.
I'd have
you
to
did
go
use
all
that
the
excuse.
Way back to the basics. Yes. I had to go get another degree before I could
come get
this.
How scary is that, though? What are you saying when it's been so long? It's like, I've gotten stupid.
Exactly.
You feel like
you learn new things every day, but just because you're not in a classroom, like my biggest thing is I always tell students, well, I'm sure it's been a while since you've ridden a bike or flown a kite, but you figure out how to do it, right?
Right.
Well, you
know how to do it. It's something you've done before.
It's not that complicated.
Are you
exactly.
smarter than a fifth grader?
You spent the first 12 to 13 lives of your education in a classroom. It's not something you suddenly forget how to do. It may be hard at first, but you're going to hop back on.
So to honor the time we got left, out of those, which one, if any, do you think has maybe a little bit of validity?
Honestly, I could say that none of them have validity, but if you look at all of the reasons behind all of them, and this is my finite point behind all of it, is that they all fall into one category. Fear.
Oh.
We're afraid to fail.
Yeah.
And so I believe Wayne Gretzky said that you miss 100% of the chances that you don't take. And he said shot because, of course,
right.
Hockey.
He's a hockey player. Yeah.
But if you're refusing to do it just because you're scared that you're going to fail, you've already failed.
Yes.
And so why put yourself in a situation where you may be unsuccessful and miserable because you didn't do something you really wanted to do because you were afraid? Why not take the chance and see what you can do with it? And so as far as validity on those excuses, there is none. Go for it. If this is something that you think that you want to do, do it.
I love a sports quote. It applies to education. That's so beautiful.
That was awesome. I love it too. I think no excuse has validity. We can always find excuses to not do the things that we need to do to push us outside of our comfort zone and to help us to just keep growing. Growing is uncomfortable. There's a
That's
reason
why they call them growing pains.
Yes, exactly. There is a reason why it's called growing pain. Growing is uncomfortable. And it can actually be physically, emotionally painful because you are stretching mm-hmm. your boundaries. But it is what we're talking about in this show. We want you, if you're listening, and I know I've been listening, really, I've been sitting here listening and listening to what you're talking about in education and thinking on my own terms too, like, where do I need to push myself, you know, to grow and to learn more? And so if you're listening, that's what we want to do with this show is to push you. What can you do? What's one thing you can do to push yourself to grow and learn a little more? It could be the first step is to start hanging around smarter people.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
I know that sounds kind of funny, but it's so true, right? Who you hang around with matters and it all becomes relative.
Right.
So if you're, you know, start hanging around higher educated people. Mm-hmm. Start hanging around people who are doing what you really, truly desire to do and let that be a first step. You know, that's a first baby step. But
come talk to me.
Come talk, of course, because you know what, though, Nyssa? I think that's a good point because even they can come talk to you. You don't have to register. They don't have to sign up, but you can advise them. That's what you do. You're
Absolutely.
An advisor.
Yeah.
Give them advice and show them what you have available. And if you're considering finishing some education as an adult, I think you guys you have the best program we have here in Peoria and the surrounding area.
We like to think so, too.
I really do. And I know they got the best person in Eunice.
Aww.
I say that all the time.
And so, you know, Lincoln College, you guys play on the acronym ABE. And so I think it'd be good to sort of finish this with a quote from Abraham Lincoln. And he said, "I don't think much of a man who's not wiser today than he was yesterday."
That is so good.
So old Abe thought that we need to keep learning. And so if you're listening today, Maybe formal education as an adult is the route you need to go. Maybe it's aligning yourself with some smarter people. Maybe it's a conference somewhere. But take a step to keep learning.
Yes, keep learning. And you can do that by listening to our radio show every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. And we hope you continue to join us as we bring you information and motivation and encouragement to help you be successful in whatever it is that you want to be successful in. You can find us at ivedecided.org. All of our resources are listed there. And you can find Lincoln College Abe, where you can reach out to Nyssa, and also Coach Mark of Second Chance Church. All the resources are right there. ivedecided.org. Come visit us. Have a rest of a good Sunday.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?